Philippines, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
Everyone, my name is Jack and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are still recording live from the studio apartment here in Lucena City. There's an old saying that goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But that's not always true in the world of audio and video tech. So in this episode, I'm going to try and encapsulate everything you need to know about the Incabulator. Most of us know all about the original photo Incabulator, but for many years, engineers have been working to bring perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a device that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but also would be capable of automatically synchronizing not just cardinal gram meters, but also cardinal gram meters. Now, we've got the upgraded deluxe photo Incabulator. Basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of audio-video imagery being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it's produced by a modal interaction of Neato reluctance and capacitive reactance. And that sounds simple, right? The original version had a base plate of prefabulated amylites, and amylite is fantastic, am I right? Which was surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in direct alignment with the parametric FAM. The lineup consisted simply of 6 hydrocoptic marvelines, so fitted that the ambifacient lunar wane shaft at the site fumbling was effectively prevented. Now, the main processor was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type, and its place in a panandermic semi-bolid slots in that stator. Every opposite conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremic cable to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the Grammys. Anyone in the audio-video world will appreciate the difficulty of nubing together a regurgitative purwell and a supermative Rennet sprocket. And like you probably expect, the original design did prove to be a stumbling block. That is, until it was found that the use of anhydrous nangling pins allowed a cryptonastic boiling shim to be tankered. And believe me, you don't want to tinker with a tanker. Those earlier attempts to construct a sufficiently robust spiral decommutator failed largely because of a lack of appreciation of the large quasi-pytastic stress in the gremlin studs, which were specifically designed to hold the rotif bars of the SPAMO sensor. But when it was discovered that wending could be prevented by a simple addition to the living pixel metric sockets, almost perfect auditory photo encabulation was secured. And now, on the more technical side of things, the operating point of the Incabulator is maintained as near as possible to the HF REM peak. And that's done by constantly fromagating and bitmugenous spandrels, which is a welcome improvement on the standard reveal sheave in the no drum coro power cells are required after the phase detractors have been remissed. Without a doubt, the Deluxe Photo Incabulator has reached its very high level of technical development, successfully running Nofer trunnions whenever a bare scant core encabulation is required. It can even be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocating dingle arm to reduce so-in-so-gel deplanaration. So, with that in mind, I'm sure you can see why the Deluxe Photo Incabulator really does change everything. In fact, just forget everything you thought you knew about the photo encabulators. With that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into, 2021 style. Give us a follow, subscribe if you aren't already, and I'll see you in the next one, assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy tacky. Peace!